Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's hard to believe it, and we joke about it a little bit about how, you know, the midterm elections are, you know, miles away. We can see it down the road, but it's not here yet. The fact is, it is here, and I loved it yesterday because on the 5, Dana Perino, former presidential press secretary under George W. Bush, looked ahead to the 2022 midterms. This is cut number 2, and this is Dana Perino on the 5 last night.
And I think that the Democrats really do benefit from having Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney as the head of their congressional arm for this cycle, because he's at least willing to tell them the hard truth. And he did the polling. He put it out there. They leaked it out. And so it's like everybody on notice that this nonsense could cost us the majority. And he wanted everybody to know that. On top of that, President Biden's numbers have gone down in the Quinnipiac poll that just came out today. In May, he was at 49% approval. Today, August 4th, he's at 46%. It's about where President Trump was. So he's lost quite a bit of ground on that front. And so the president who is in power in his first midterm, in the first term, usually loses seats. The Republicans have three other things going for them. Redistricting, that's probably going to give them 5 to 6 seats. Recruiting. The excellent recruiting, and Kevin McCarthy puts a lot of emphasis on that, and fundraising. Nobody's going to be short of money. My last point is this. The Republicans now have yet another issue, because what the Biden administration did yesterday to landlords all across the country that own 23 million rental housing units all across the country just found out that they were going to get screwed again. So, and they can't get the help that the federal government gave out because the states don't know how to get it to them. So there's an opportunity there. If the Republicans can figure out a way to message to them and to get to them, they might be able to get those votes too.
There you have it, Dana Perino getting ready for the 2022s. And it is interesting. The Dems say that there are a lot of Dems that are at least admitting that they'll probably lose control of the House and probably lose control of the Senate as well. Stay where you are. Coming up, Victoria Seaman, City Councilwoman, Las Vegas, Ward 2. What's going on in Ward 2? We're going to find out. That's all straight ahead on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:30, as we check out our traffic cams, I do see a crash there on the Southern Beltway. It's affecting the right lane right now, just before 215 westbound at St. Rose Parkway. Very slow as you try to get by that crash. Heavy volumes also 215 westbound at the airport connector. We're getting typical rush hour slowing on the 15, as you might imagine, through the resort corridor. But you've been bumper to bumper there, 15 southbound at 95 for some time now. Southbound 15 at Sahara, you're still only averaging about 35 through there. And backups into the Spaghetti Bowl, 95 south at Martin Luther King, and 515 westbound, that's at Eastern.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The number is now at 4 in terms of executives who have left the Raiders front office this offseason. It started when team president Mark Baden stepped down, and then recently 3 more individuals. Vice President of Strategy and Business Development Brandon Dahl, CEO Ed Villanueva, and Controller Araxi Grant
have all stepped down so far. There's been no word from the organization on what is leading to their departure. Speaking of the Raiders, on the player side of things, they bring in defensive tackle Gerald McCoy. He has signed with the team. He is a six-time Pro Bowler, was drafted with the third overall pick in 2010. This Sports Splash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
The sale's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Stock up for school with 40 to 70% off almost everything and deals from $13. Find it all at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com through August 10th.
In some places, it's always rush hour. And the honking never stops. At Nature Valley, we wouldn't have it any other way. Take in the outdoors with Nature Valley granola bars.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Colonel Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Colonel Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
We all know the far left is waging a relentless assault on our core American values, pushing higher taxes, bigger government, dangerous sanctuary city policies, and extremist ideas like critical race theories in our schools. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do? Well, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt and his friends at Morning in Nevada PAC are hosting the 6th Annual Bask Cry on Saturday, August 14th. And while the event is sold out, the good news is that you have the opportunity to watch it live, online, for free. The speaker lineup is top-notch, featuring some of our country's leading conservative champions, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, and more. The Bask Cry is Nevada's largest annual political event, and there's still a chance for you to live stream all the action, and it's absolutely free. To register, just go to morninginnevadapac.org. That's morninginnevadapac.org. Check it out. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, coming up, I'll bring you some numbers relative to the inflation and what the American people are saying about the inflation and who's responsible for it. Is it the Republicans or is it the Democrats or is it a pox on both your houses? We'll get to that in just a little bit. First of all, I had a chance earlier to visit with Victoria Seaman. She is both a friend and she's also a Las Vegas City Councilwoman, Ward 2. And I began the interview talking about Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman, who announced today that she tested positive for COVID-19.
Yes, she did, and she's feeling just fine, and that was kept very tight-lipped. None of us really knew about it until she announced it to the public at the council meeting, and, you know, I'm glad to see that she's feeling good.
No, and that's good. I want to ask you, because it kind of segues nicely into mask mandates and vaccine mandates. Let's begin with the mask mandate. There are a lot of folks that don't want to mask up. There are a lot of folks that don't want their kids to have to mask up. Let's begin just in general with mask mandates. Do you think they work?
Well, masks are in an area where the messaging has really been all over the map. Early on, they said it doesn't help. Now they say it do. And again, always look at government mandates as a very last resort.
Let me just ask you, the mask mandate for our kids in schools, and you know, kids are fidgety, especially young elementary school age, grade school age. Can you talk a little bit about your knowledge of this, and do we really need the kids to be with, you know, behind masks 8 hours of every day?
No, personally, I don't think so. I don't think we should have kids in masks, as you said. Kids are very fidgety. I don't think it's necessary. and I wouldn't want to have my child in a mask all day at school. So, no, I don't.
I want to ask you, though, because, you know, everybody says, well, we're going to be guided by the science. Do you really think that's what we're doing here, or has this thing become so political? And I'm talking about at the local level, the county level, the state, the federal level. Do you believe this thing's gotten so political?
I do. I think the science is everywhere. And so I do believe that it is political.
Do you believe, for instance, in Dr. Fauci?
No. I believe in everybody has their own doctor who they can consult with about their body, and I think that's what people should be doing, going to the person that they believe has treated them, knows what their issues are, and that's what I've done.
Now, in your family, is most of your family and close friends, are they vaccinated?
Well, both. I have probably 50%, and, you know, it's probably at a 50%.
I have tried. I've got friends that adamantly will not get vaccinated. They see people that end up getting sick. My brother, my older brother, and his wife, my sister-in-law, they tested positive in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks actually, and they're quarantining now. I'm just curious how do you tell your friends that aren't vaccinating that they should be vaccinating?
Well, I think the decision to get the vaccine should be one that is made by each individual based on what they believe is best for themselves and free of the influence by politicians and bureaucrats. And to be clear, I'm not saying people shouldn't get the vaccine. I'm saying they should do the research, talk to their doctor, and make the decision that is best for them, and free of governmental mandates and pressure. Kevin, I don't think this is a one-size-fits-all. Vaccination is supposed to protect us from COVID, and now we know the vaccination might not protect you, but it could limit the severity of the illness. It is constantly changing, this information, and that's what's so confusing to people.
Again, joining us, Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman from Ward 2. Let me just ask you, earlier in the week, the governor's office put out a press release saying that there was going to be a big statewide listening tour on how to spend $6.7 billion in the American Rescue Plan program, and that they would be listening all across the state to folks on how to spend this money. What about from your perspective? You spend a lot of the people's money, and I'm just curious.
Yeah, I personally don't, but yes, we do. we did the same thing with a portal to find out how we should use that America Cares Act. And we found that it was best suited to divide it between rental, businesses, and nonprofits who really suffered during COVID.
I'm just curious, though, and I came up with this all by myself. I didn't have to have anybody tell me this, but I'm just curious. This is the people's money that's being returned. Why not give it back to the people directly? If it's a $2,000 check or a $2,500 check, everybody can use extra money. I don't care who they are. Why not just give that money back to the people?
Well, because the people who they voted in Congress made that decision before it ever came to our level. This is the way it had to be spent.
Kind of the elections have consequences thing?
Yes.
Well, I'm just curious. So give me that breakdown again, that they wanted part of the money to go to
businesses who suffered during COVID. And okay, a lot of businesses, they were shut down, some of them lost their business and are not coming back. And then there are nonprofits who have lost most of their programs due to being shut down. And we have to think about this. They were unable to raise money during COVID. And then we had to do the rent. You know, we had to help people with their rental, giving them rental assistance. That's the three things that, you know, we felt that the people who elected us most wanted us to do with the money, with the American Cares Act. Because as I said, we did a portal poll and asked people to let us know how they wanted their money to be spent.
that kind of segues real nicely into the eviction moratorium that expired over the weekend, has been resurrected by executive order. But even the president admits that it's probably not constitutional.
Absolutely. There are two issues here. First is the rule of law. Any moratorium should be an act by elected representatives and not unelected government bureaucrats, and should only be done with a clear plan to compensate property owners. While I sympathize, Kevin, with those who cannot pay their rent, and this is what all the stimulus money was for. The second issue is there are millions of dollars in aid for renters, and instead of kicking that further down the road, we need to get this money to the property owners, because while they're not paying their rent, we have property owners who now cannot pay their mortgage. So we have to look at this. You know, first of all, again, we wouldn't even be discussing this if it had gone through the proper channels by elected representatives instead of having bureaucrats tell us, you know, what we need to be doing.
Well, there you have it. A class act. Victoria Seaman, and one of my favorite people in this town. I always love it when we get to have her on. Stay with it. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Carry on, my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
The truth? You can't handle the truth. Most lenders are charging thousands in points and fees when refinancing or purchasing a home. It's true. Low rates sound great until you see what they're actually charging you. Now, here's a truth you can handle. SignOnTheLine.com is offering a 15-year fixed at just 1.75% rate, 2.140% APR with absolutely no points and fees. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Yes, it's true. A 15-year fixed at just 1.75% rate, 2.140% APR with no points and no title, escrow, or appraisal fees. Save thousands, even tens of thousands, by calling SignOnTheLine.com at 800-574-9733. 800-574-9733. 800-574-9733. Or visit SignOnTheLine.com.
Sign on the Line, Inc. is an equal housing lender in Nevada. Terms and conditions apply based on a loan amount of $400,000 monthly principal and interest payments. Primary residence only with a 50% loan to value. All loans subject to underwriting approval and not all applicants will qualify. And MLS number 1626699.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to be with you on a Thursday afternoon, inching ever closer to the weekend. Hope you enjoyed Victoria Seaman, Aaron Phillips, Governor Mike Huckabee, and guess who's here? Yeah, a gentleman, Jim Dallas. I am absolutely amazed, Jim, about what we're hearing from Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City, and this a vaccine passport, or that you can't get a table at a restaurant unless you can prove your vaccination record. Does everybody have to carry their vaccination record around with them? I guess so. But not so much that, but he wants this nationwide. Am I right?
He does indeed. And, of course, he came out today and said that they are going to be taking aggressive action, at least where he's in charge in New York City, against the unvaccinated and actually forcing private businesses. Now, what does that mean? I don't know, but it sounds like there may be some... some penalty to businesses who at least don't appear to be checking for these passports. So it's pretty ugly. This is COVID-1984, I do believe. And it as an unvaccinated person, and I don't mind saying that, Kevin, I've read a lot about it. I know you've had your vaccination, and a lot of people have, and... You know, we have a choice in this country. Isn't it funny how when you have these socialist Democrats, when they're talking about a life in the womb, and it's a woman's choice, my body, my choice, they say. Well, why isn't it my body, my choice in this case? And I think that is a valid question that should be answered. But what they're talking about is really scary, because this is a slippery slope.
Yeah, no kidding. Let me just ask you though. Do you honestly? You're a no vaccine guy, but I'm just curious. Are you moved at all? Have you moved off of your position any at all?
No, and I'm not. I mean. See, that's what these people don't understand. What is the latest number here in the state of Nevada? What is it? Is it 50%? Is it 48? Is it 52? I don't know. It's somewhere around the middle. I don't see how 60 is realistic, because it's been out there for a long time.
And you're talking 60%.
Yeah, I'm saying 60%. Yeah. Right. So the facts are, is we have a choice. We are Americans. We are citizens. We're not subjects of the government. We get our rights from God. And that's what I believe. And in my own life, the vaccinated should not be threatened by me because they're vaccinated. And we have a choice because we are free Americans. We have a right to have a choice. And I made mine. And I think a lot of the people who are unvaccinated right now have made up their minds too. And that's just the way it is. So they can threaten us. They can try to give us $1 million. It's a long shot.
Hey, for the record, just so everybody knows I'm on the record of this, I would happily take $250,000 would be fine. You don't have to give me the entire million, Governor.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. If $1 million can't get people vaccinated, then what can?
Yeah.
And remember just about a week or so ago when I was on vacation, I was going through some of the sites, and I saw some people in France. They were wearing the Star of David, bright yellow stars of David, on their shirts, because that is to remind people of the Holocaust and the way Jews were segregated back in the 1930s, before the Holocaust. And that's what they're trying to do with COVID-19 people. That's what they're trying to do to us. This is not American. People are not going to change their mind.
No, but can I tell you, I think there will be a slew of lawsuits. Some have already been filed. Others will be filed in the next few days. I think people really are fed up with it, and they're not going to take it anymore. Jim, always good, man. I got to hit a break here. Gentleman Jim Dallas on the other side of the glass, always good to get his perspective as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ News Flash. Proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I can't believe that school's opening next week. Tomorrow on the show, by the way, we're going to be talking about that and a whole lot more. But in particular, the fact that all the back-to-school shopping. It's all got to be done by Monday morning, because whether we're ready for it or not, school is going to be starting in the Clark County School District. I agree with Victoria Seaman that I think there may be a lot of folks, or I'm sorry, with Aaron Phillips, that there are going to be a lot of folks that are going to be pulling their kids out of school, that this mask mandate thing has gone too far, and that they don't want their kids wearing masks for 8 hours a day. Now, the question ultimately is, who is it that ends up, well,